Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So, this next segment's going to be a little bit rated R, not because we want it to be. It's just it's a study that came out of Clinical Anatomy, and some anatomy is not, easily understood by some kids. So if you're picking up your kids from daycare right about now, especially in the Midwest, you might want to plug their ears. So there's a study that's kind of groundbreaking when it comes to sex, because I don't think a lot of us really understand sex. I don't. I mean, I'm still learning. And I'm like, really? You're supposed to do that? I didn't know. I just thought you're supposed to lie there and fall asleep. So, and I did that really good. I could just fall asleep. That's easy for me. But apparently, when it comes to sex, the idea that only the male needs to enjoy it and the female doesn't necessarily have to enjoy it has now been kiboshed. And we have a new theory that a woman's sexual organ, her clitoris, has to be stimulated. Now, maybe not has to, but if it is, it helps aid in fertilization. Now, again, I mean, I don't want to take credit for a study I didn't do, but for years I helped people get pregnant because I told them that it's not just all about the man climaxing, the girl has to also. And when people were having trouble getting pregnant, this is what I told them to do. So, okay, let's say a woman has a 28-day cycle. She's probably ovulating maybe day 11 through 16, 17. So I would recommend that guys would kind of conserve their sperm starting day 7, 6, 7, okay? Meaning no self-sessions. You don't have to conserve it for weeks because the sperm die off anyway. But maybe kind of hold it. Like, conserve, okay? No porn, day 6 or 7. And then, if you're going to have sex, don't have sex like 11, 12, 13, 14, day then. Spread it out a little bit, because the sperm can live for a couple days, and the egg can live for a couple days, as the egg ovulates and it goes down the tube, and then the sperm goes up through the uterus and into the tube to meet. So, you could have sex on day 11, day 13, day 15, maybe even day 17, what the heck. And, first, the male climax. Second, the female climaxes. And I just found that to be very successful in helping people who are having some issues with conception. And so the idea that, well, in nature, the female doesn't necessarily have to climax, I didn't find that to be the case. I think that's extremely important, whether it's the rhythmic contractions or whatnot. Well, this study has found that there's a few things that happens when you have stimulation. And you know what? Let's find another term for clitoris, because I know there's probably some kids in the car listening. So why don't we, Becky's kids are probably being picked up from school. Why don't we call it, and I don't want to call it Lily. Lily is like the whole vagina. I don't want to, no cookie, no. Why don't we call it Tori? Okay, so Tori. Tori needs to have some attention. And Tori, okay, I guess when that happens, you get increased blood flow. Basically, Tori is the female version of the man's penis. And so it has blood vessels, it has nerves. It is a very, very vibrant, dynamic organ that needs some addressing sometimes. And stimulation of Tori increases blood flow, lubrication, things like that. But they say it also will cause an increase of oxygen in the environment, because obviously you're increasing blood flow. So with blood, you're bringing oxygen there. And then they say it changes the temperature. So my guess is with more blood flow, it gets warmer. And I think the sperm, you know, when they leave, when they leave daddy, You know, they're kind of a little colder, you know, because they're in the testicle area. But then, you know, the female, I mean, it's like a hot, hostile environment. Sometimes they like it. They're like, oh, it's nice and warm and I can hang out. Okay. So it changes the temperature. But another thing which I found very fascinating is they say, according to the study, that the stimulation of Tori causes the uterus to move and the cervix to move and probably aim in an easier position for sperm to get through. And they say there's a very, very delicate time frame because if sperm enter the uterus too quickly, they're going to just hit against the wall and whatever. But you also don't want too long a time for the sperm to get where they need to go because they only have X amount of energy. And so they say the change prevents sperm from traveling into the uterus too rapidly, according to Dr. Levin from Sheffield University. And they say it gives sperm time to become mobile and activated to fertilize the egg. Apparently when semen is deposited, the activation of the tail gets suppressed until they're in a short distance from the egg. So, I mean, there's like a lot of things we are learning about this and there's an art to it. And again, and not to bag on guys, but, you know, I notice with my husband, if I give him a job to do, like cleaning out the garage or cleaning the pool or whatever, he has short bursts of energy and then he peters out. And if he doesn't get that task done in that short period of time, it's just not going to happen. And so, you know, I have to make sure that whatever task we do doesn't require long, multiple attempts, right? Where, you know what, you did your job, you did it fast, it was good. Okay? And so, same thing with sperm. And I'm not saying that to rip on guys. It's just for women. I mean, you know, if we have to browbeat you, we'll spend days. I mean, we will take the time to get what we want and get what needs to be done. For a lot of guys, it's like, look, okay, I just tell me the job, let me get the job done so I can get back and do what I need to do. And I kind of actually like that kind of thinking. You know, I really should have been a guy. That kind of makes sense. I don't want to spend hours or days. So the sperm is like that. Like, if the egg's not there, they lose. Okay? You know, if everything's not ready and aligned, if I don't have my tools, if I don't have, you know, the path, if I'm not going to sit there and do this hard-to-get thing, I'm not there. Now, the thing is, though, is those sperms that know what makes a woman tick, okay, and knows what that egg wants, usually gets the egg. So, you know, you got to be a little wily. But anyway, so I hope, you know, when you do have sex, you kind of realize that something has to be done in that area, okay? 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Dr.JoelWallach.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So now that one of my listeners is having an issue at work, whether they lay low or whether they make some moves, you know, or should I stay or should I go? You know, we talk about lessons that we've learned at work. Sometimes laying low is one of the safest things you do at some of these jobs that you have where they have more of a kind of a communistic type of attitude where, you know, the credit only goes to the supreme leader and you all are supposed to be the worker ants, you know, or the worker bees and let, you know, queen bee, you know, get all the credit or king bee or whatever. And, you know, don't make yourself known. It's all for the good of the company. And lay low. Then you have other places where they're like, look, I want to see some initiative. I need to see you busting a move. And so it's hard to figure that out, because when you get hired at some of these companies, you are told to, you know, oh, yeah, we want to foster this, and we want your ideas to go, and we want you to have career development and all that other stuff, but then it just never pans out. I can't say how many people I met whose ideas were absolutely fantastic, and I'm like, this is necessary. This is going to change the company. This is going to be it. A company won't let them do it. But when they hired, they were told they could. So I bring this up because a new poll that came out of Politico is actually saying that the majority expect Trump to win in 2020. And I credit that because Trump isn't kind of laying low. He's not laying low at all. And he might have taken this job at a time where we didn't want somebody laying low and taking a bunch of vacations. So while we just had on the tails of all these polls of Trump's, you know, trailing Biden and trailing Elizabeth Warren and trailing Sanders, there's a poll from Politico saying a majority of registered voters say they think it is likely that President Donald Trump is going to secure a second term in the White House. More than two-fifths of voters saying that the president will be top of mind when casting their vote next November. According to Political Morning Consult survey released today, 56% of the voters expected that the president is going to be reelected next year. 85% of Republicans and 51% of independents. By comparison, more than a third of Democrats, 35%, say the same. The poll found that voter enthusiasm for the election remains high, even though we still have a year to go. More than 8 in 10 voters say they are motivated to turn out and vote in 2020. 69% said they are very motivated. Majorities of voters across the political spectrum say they're very motivated to vote. The enthusiasm is driven by Democrats and Republicans combined. Roughly three-quarters of the voters in each party describe themselves as especially energized, and I'm excited by that. I don't care if you're going to vote Democrat or Republican. I know everybody says, well, you know, if you're not going to vote my way, stay home. What was it we were telling people? It was, oh my gosh. It was, you know, Republicans vote on Tuesday, Democrats vote on Wednesday. And, of course, the election's over on Wednesday. So, you know, I would rather you vote and want to vote than stay home and say, I don't care. It's the people that don't care that makes me nervous. I want you passionate about something, you know? And I know that's not the most popular thing to say, because people say, don't vote unless you're going to vote for my candidate. I don't believe that. I believe it's worse to not care and stay home. Okay? It's important to vote. It's your right. People have died for you to have that right to vote. Now, if you don't know who the hell you're voting for, and you're just picking a letter, that's a problem. But, you know, form an opinion. This is your country. So, they say the enthusiasm, they think, is going to translate into voting prospects. 92% of respondents said they're likely to turn out and vote in the election next year, including 96% of Democrats, 86% of Republicans. President Trump's reelection prospects, they say, seem to be energizing voter enthusiasm across the political spectrum, according to Tyler Sinclair. He is Morning Consult's vice president. He said, our data points show that Republicans and Democrats are equally inclined to say they're motivated and likely to vote. Now, mind you, there's going to be a very, very big push and probably a little skew of stories if the liberals fear that lack of Democratic turnout can cause Trump to win. So there are going to be these stories of you better be energized and get out there and vote, because Democrats are worried that if people don't vote, Trump will win. Republicans are worried that if you don't vote, then Bernie Sanders or Michelle Obama, if she runs or whatever, will win. So they say 4 in 10 voters say they will be thinking a lot about Trump while casting their ballot for president next year, including 68% of Republicans. So, okay, so what is going on here? What I, you know, this Politico, you know, poll gives us a few little insights into how people are thinking. And it looks like we have more people excited about the election. They aren't burned out. And it's going to be, trust me, 2020 is going to be a long year. It is going to be a very rough year. The news is going to, it's going to be so negative. It is going, I mean, it is just, I do believe that the Democrats are going to ask Michelle Obama to run, nominate her, and it's going to put Trump in a position where he looks like he's anti-woman or anti, you know, any, you know, anything else that they want to force him to be if he runs against a woman, if he runs against an African-American or against, you know, Elizabeth Warren with her Native American roots. And, you know, there's going to be a big push to delineate him as being anti that demographic. And so it's going to be a very, very ugly, hurtful election for either side. You know, as a woman, I don't want to see this. I don't want to hear this. You know, it's going to be very, very negative. I'm frustrated with it. But the other thing this poll brings out is why, you know, do people think that he's not a shoo-in, but why do they think he's going to be reelected? And I think his approach has been very, very different than Obama's. Obama came in and right out the gate did the ACA. If the ACA had worked, if it had succeeded, he could have possibly been one of the better presidents. But he came right out the gate and it failed. To some people, they say, oh, it was a win because we don't have pre-existing conditions. You know, now pre-existing conditions are covered. But for those with pre-existing conditions, they're like, but it's not covered because I have a $12,000 deductible. My pre-existing condition is not covered any more than it was before. And, you know, the ACA was a mess. There might have been some things that, you know, came out of it, like some more Medicaid funding. But for the most part, it was a mess. And then Obama lost the House, lost the Senate. And so not really a lot got done. And then it looked like, you know, every time he took vacations, that was publicized. You know, took a lot of trips. And it just kind of people caught him, you know, having more leisure. Trump has been very, very careful about the leisure part. You don't really see him on the beach. You don't see him, you know, you see him in a country for a meeting or whatever, and then he's back. He appears to be constantly working. Said he's not going to take a salary. Says he, I mean, just, and so the appearance that he's giving is he's working every day. Some people don't like his tweets, some people don't like what he's doing, some people don't like the images or whatever, but it's his way of saying, look, I'm not sleeping on the job. And that's a strategy. You know, like we talked about with work, you know, how do you fire somebody who's doing their job? You might not like the job they're doing, but they're doing a job. So he's been having that approach. And then right out the gate, he made some changes economy-wise, and people are liking the economy. So your first 100 days in office are huge, and it does define your presidency and possible reelection. And so if people think, you know what, it wasn't that bad, he could get reelected. And so that's what's going on there. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Public hearings in the House impeachment probe will start next week. Talking with reporters at the Capitol, California Democrat Adam Schiff said the first scheduled witness will be State Department officials Bill Taylor and George Kent. Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan reminds everyone.
We got the transcript where there's no quid pro quo.
After it's the just of one witness, though, and there's others that...
After the transcript came out, even Democrat chairman said there's no quid pro quo. We got the two people on the call, President Zelensky, President Trump, who say no pressure, no pushing, no quid pro quo.
Who have a vested interest.
We have the fact that the Ukrainians didn't know aid was held up at the time of the call, and the aid was released, and the Ukrainians took no action to get the aid released.
Senator Lindsey Graham believes that the Senate Foreign Relations Committee should investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter over their ties to Ukraine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this headline, a woman has been left in a coma after contracting a flesh-eating disease from a, quote, savage cat. Now, I'm sure people are going, well, oh, my gosh, you know, that must have been a Rome kitty that was running around the place or whatever. My cats that live at home, they're savages. I mean, they are just, if you see the mice and the rabbits they bring in, and if you see what they do to each other when it's time to eat, and what Shaky Boo does to my bed when he goes pee-pee house, they're savages. So, just because you own a cat and you love that cat doesn't mean they're angels. Anyway, this is a British woman, according to AOL.com. She's been left in a coma after she contracted a flesh-eating disease from a cat scratch. Last year, Shirley Hare, a 65-year-old grandmother of five from Winterbourne, I guess felt dizzy after her, quote, savage Siamese cat, Chan, scratched her knuckle and left a wound. Now, she initially thought that she had the flu, but the wound became infected, turned her knuckle red. The redness later allegedly spread from her hand to her arm. The scratch was quite deep. She said, I didn't think much of it until I started to get flu-like symptoms and lost my appetite. A doctor came out to see me, prescribed antibiotics, but after a few days, I was feeling worse than ever. So she was rushed to the hospital. Last April, she was diagnosed with sepsis, septic shock, organ failure, pneumonia, and necrotizing fasciitis. And we've talked about that. It's where the infection gets deep before you can knock it out with the antibiotics. And many of these people, they start the antibiotics, but it's too late. Necrotizing fasciitis, or a septic joint, it might have also, she might have had like a septic joint, can very easily spread the infection to the bloodstream. Causes death of tissues, severe pain, can cause dizziness, ulcers in certain areas of the body where it invades. Organs can shut down because the blood decides to rush to the heart, to the brain, to keep it alive and safe. And people start losing hands and limbs. They place her into a coma, lasted 5 days. And she actually suffered a couple heart attacks when they tried to remove dead tissue. All because of her cat scratch. She said, after coming out of the coma, I was severely paranoid due to the combination of infection and medication. I became convinced that I was responsible for the whole thing. My son James told me the cat did it, but I didn't believe him. I thought they were all covering for me. It was so distressing. So she had gotten Chan back in 2016. The cat was only a 10-week-old kitten. Over the years, the cat became quite savage and would often attack their owners. I don't know why my cats do that. So I have one cat that we inherited when she was older because my friend's wife was very anaphylactic, very allergic to the cat. And that cat is mean. When I try to do the little oopy-doopy-doo game, the little oopy-doopy-doo, you know, with my little finger, and I try to find little areas to scratch, you know, her little tushy, I'm like, ah, tushy. She just goes crazy. And she yells. This is the only cat that's ever told me to shut the hell up, this cat. She's black, and she's short-haired. I have a black long-haired Himalaya cat, or Persian cat, but she's short-haired, and she yells. I remember I was, like, singing a song about Spider. I'm like, Spider! Oh, I love you, Spider! And she goes, meow! Like, shut the hell up. And then the other day, I cleaned out the little poopoo boxes, and there was still powder, poopoo powder in there, but I had to go and get more. And she walks into one, and she goes, meow, because it wasn't a poopoo powder. I mean, this cat is so mean. And I really, really worry that this cat's going to be the death of me. I don't know. I just think this cat is so mean. So anyway, this grandma here had 8 operations, one of which she received was a skin graft from her leg, and more than 2 months in the hospital. She's thankful that her family was by her side through the process. Just scary, scary stuff. So I personally, I love cats. We have 5. I couldn't imagine having a life without animals. I have 1 dog, Uzi, but I am just deathly afraid of what these cats could do to you. But the moral of the story is when you get scratched or bit by a cat, you can't mess with it. And if you're not allergic to penicillin, we're going to give you Augmentin. It's an antibiotic, and we're going to do that because you could get this Pasteurella bacteria or other sorts of bacteria into the wound. You have to make sure your tetanus is up to date also. We aren't exactly sure what was the actual bacteria. I'm sure they cultured it. But any sort of cat bite or wound, and I get scratched all the time, and, you know, luckily for the most part, nothing seems to happen. But if you notice, you know, within hours, it's getting red and swollen, no. That means your body knows it's a bad bug. Then you're going to need antibiotics. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Hepatitis A cases in New Jersey are skyrocketing by more than 800% compared with the same time period last year. And health officials are possibly warning of a new exposure, cite a supermarket. The Somerset County Department of Health says the infected individual worked at ShopRite Food Market, located at 1 South Davenport in Somerville. and that the person was working while sick from October 13th to October 30th. A friend of the employee told News 4 in New York that the infected individual worked at the deli counter. Oh, boy. Oh, not good. Now they're supposed to wear gloves, but still. They say the New Jersey Department of Health advised anyone who purchased items from the store's deli during that time to just throw it out. If the food items had already been consumed by somebody who was not vaccinated against the virus, that person needs to get the hepatitis A vaccine as soon as possible to prevent getting sick. Anybody who used the restrooms at ShopRite between the noted dates should also consider getting vaccinated. The supermarket issued a statement saying it immediately sanitized the store, including the deli area, upon learning of the hepatitis A case. ShopRite said it also threw out all the meats, cheeses, sandwiches that may have been handled by the affected employee. They said some customers were surprised at the health scare. Others were like, I'm fine. So what are the symptoms of hepatitis A? Well, fatigue, low appetite, stomach pain, nausea, and then jaundice, this yellow color to you. Usually you get better in a few weeks, but still, some people may not know they have it, and then they could spread it. But get this. 6 people have died from hepatitis A in New Jersey so far this year. More than 500 total cases have been reported. This has been a stunning increase of 800%, according to the health department. The overwhelming majority of the cases have been about 139 as of October 26. And that has been in Camden County. Health officials say they've identified an uptick in the number of cases among people reporting homelessness, drug use, recent incarceration, and among men who have been reportedly had sex with other men. And so hepatitis A, you know, we've been dealing with a measles outbreak. We've been dealing with a mumps outbreak. We've had hepatitis outbreaks now going on now for a couple years. And, you know, 800% rise. And it's as simple as somebody coming to work sick. Now, you know, I told you guys I have a theory. You know, I mean, if you're sick, you stay home. But a lot of people, they don't have any more sick leave. You know, they're like, look, I'm fine. I need to make money. If I call out, I could lose my job. So you have a lot of people that are sick that just don't feel comfortable calling out. But then you have other people also that, you know, when they don't feel well, they just aren't that astute on using good precautions. And if people do pot, they're mildly, probably a little bit more lax about, I think I wash my hands good. I mean, you know, when you wash your hands, you're supposed to be singing happy birthday to you twice. I don't sing, but I just really get in there and I get under my nails. But sometimes I do it super quick. The average person doesn't sit there and go, happy birthday to you, and singing the whole song 2 times. No. I don't think I've ever seen anybody do that. Well, we recommend that because if you have something like hepatitis, there's a good chance you'll get rid of it. So, 1-877-DOCTOR.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. So, there was a doggy, is a doggy, named Casper. He's a King Charles Cavalier. Gorgeous puppy. And this puppy was dead for 10 minutes, was. But he was brought back to life. So, they say Casper was a friendly ghost for 10 minutes. 13-year-old dog. And dogs don't live that long, not like cats. Cats can live a quarter of a century. Lord knows. My cats have a lot of longevity. I love my cats, but I'm like, oh my God, the older they get, the meaner and the crankier. But 13-year-old Casper apparently had to be rushed to a veterinary clinic in England after he collapsed at home and stopped breathing. That's his owner, Gloria Jackson, had told the news. She said, I was just finishing for the day when I heard a lady scream.
So a nurse and I ran to investigate and find Casper lying in Gloria's arms. That was Deborah Hope, the clinical director at the facility where the dog was treated at. Hope, with the help of every available nurse, immediately began working on the dog. The dog had had pulmonary edema, a buildup of fluid in the lungs, and was in heart failure. So fluid will accumulate in the lungs as dogs, you know, causing dogs to fight for breath. And because Casper was unconscious, the fluid isn't coming out. Casper stopped breathing, was in heart failure. So the nursing team immediately swung into action, gathering the equipment needed, helping with all the procedures. We were talking code red, code red. Team quickly began CPR on Casper. So they intubated him. Tube was inserted into his airways. He was also given IV fluids to support blood circulation. But despite all the effort to save the pup, they didn't think he'd make a comeback. But then he did. Came back to life. Heartbeat, breathing resumed 10 minutes after he was declared clinically dead. He regained consciousness and actually began to respond. And he seems to be a happy dog. So we have dogs and we have cats. I would do anything for them. If I had to do mouth to mouth, I have no problem. I will stick my mouth on that dog and blow air into them. Let's just quickly talk about some CPR. So your dog is down. And I know many of you guys are like, okay, great. Whew, we could clean up the poo-poo and, you know, he won't step in it. No. Go and check on him, okay? All right? If he's down, you need to hurry. Got to check to see if he's breathing. Check for a heartbeat. If you do not see the pet's chest moving, you can't find a heartbeat anywhere, you are going to have to start CPR. So you place your hands on your pet. So let's say you got cats or small dogs or deep-chested dogs. You're going to have to place the heel of one of your hands directly over the pet's heart. Place your other hand over the first hand. And for deep-chested dogs, place the heel of one hand over the widest part of the chest. Place your other hand directly over the first hand. For barrel-chested dogs, place the dog on his back. Place one hand over the widest part of the sternum, the breastbone. Place the other hand directly over the first hand. Lock your elbows. Make sure your shoulders are directly above your hands. And you can't be like at an angle. You're going to have to be, you know, straight, 90 degrees. And then you push at a rate of 100 to 120 compressions per minute. You go down about a third to a half the width of your pet's chest, they say. Make sure the chest comes back fully and recoils before compressing again. Now, in humans, you'll go based on a half inch to an inch to an inch and a half, depending on how big they are. But they're saying you compress about a third to a half the width of the pet's chest. So it would probably be about a half an inch or something like that, depending on the size of the dog. And then with that rate of 100 to 120 compressions a minute, you do like the staying alive. You know, staying alive, staying alive. Okay, anyway, but don't do the chorus, but you know, that's pretty much the, or another one bites the dust, boom, another one bites the dust, ooh, another one bites, and another one bites. You got to be careful singing that because people, you know, think you're sing a song about them dying, but that's the beat of 100 to 120 compressions a minute. Now you got to give rescue breaths. So to give rescue breaths, now in humans, we're not really doing the rescue breaths unless you know what you're doing and unless you're trained. Just keep doing compressions. And if you get tired, if somebody else do the compressions. But we told people to stop doing rescue breaths if it means that you are going to stop doing chest compressions because there's enough oxygen in the blood to keep it going and the chest compressions are so vital. But with animals, we're still, according to the American Red Cross, doing rescue breaths. So you gently close the pet's mouth, extend the pet's neck to open the airway. You don't want the neck flexed. You want it nice and open. And then you cover your pet's nose with your mouth, and you exhale until you see the pet's chest rise. You give a second rescue breath. Now, if you have a pug, that's going to be hard, because those pugs are very boogery and it's a flat face. But if you have a dog that has a little snout, you can very easily get your mouth around that sucker. Then you continue CPR. You do it at a rate of 30 chest compressions and 2 rescue breaths, just like we used to do with humans. And we still do with 2-person CPR. But if you're just one person, just do the chest compressions. You keep doing 30 chest compressions and 2 rescue breaths until your dog or cat begins breathing again. Somebody asked me, by the way, if we're going to bring back the breaths for humans. I mean, here's the thing. what I liked about the rescue breasts is you do get tired. You have no idea how exhausting it is when you do chest compressions. If you don't do a lot of upper body and you're doing chest compressions, I've even seen men get tired. You get tired. And sometimes it takes a while for the paramedics. So what the rescue breasts allow you to do is actually take a little bit of a break. The problem is they don't recommend it because they would rather chest compressions continue as long as you can. But if you need to take a break, then at least do some rescue breasts. I mean, if you're by yourself and you're stuck and you're getting exhausted, then at least maybe throw some rescue breasts in there, but then get back as quickly as possible to doing those chest compressions. Then with these dogs and cats, you have to check their breathing and heartbeat every couple minutes, and then you continue the CPR until you reach a veterinary hospital. There's not really a lot of ambulances for animals. So, I mean, we love our dogs, we love our kitty cats, you know, but it's tough. But, you know, 13-year-old dog, that's good. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A man is under arrest. A man who was under arrest was fatally shot earlier today while trying to grab a sheriff's deputy gun and wounding the officer at a North Carolina hospital. The Cumberland County Sheriff's deputy brought the unidentified man who was arrested in connection to a home invasion to Cape Fear Valley Hospital in Fayetteville. And the suspect was apparently picked up, started experiencing medical problems, and was brought to the hospital. It so happened that at least one Fayetteville police detective was at the hospital on another case and was able to immediately come to the deputy's side when the struggle happened at about 8:20 a.m. One of the Fayetteville PD officers was there to help subdue the subject, and the subject was shot at the time. So this all happened at a hospital today. The Fayetteville officer opened fire, shot the suspect, and the suspect now has been pronounced deceased. And the shootings all happened inside the hospital. Well, I got to tell you, man, these ER... I know there's a lot of ER shows now. I used to watch them with George Clooney. I watched the one with George Clooney because that was not fake. I mean, that was... It's amazing what happens. And things just happen in an ER. The FBI has been called to lead an investigation into the officer-involved shooting. Oh, boy. I tell you, man, I can tell you stories. You know, it's a dangerous place. The ER is probably one of the most dangerous places to work. If you're a nurse, doctor, medical provider, patient, it's dangerous there. You know, I can't go into too many stories because of HIPAA, but there's been some famous people that have come into an ER and shot. And we, you know, had to not talk to the media and not let anybody know that anybody was there of that, you know, celebrity status, because some people may want to come in and finish a job. It's dangerous stuff out there. 1-877-DOCDALI.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.